You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to this wonderful show, Cameron Sports and Life. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Independence Day.
A lot of stuff going on in LA. There's Pasadena has the Rose Bowl. They have, you know, the Hollywood Bowl. So they have the fireworks. And they have CBS Studios is going to have the fireworks.
Yes.
And they're going to have also Malibu and Palisades and also Redondo Beach. They're going to have all big fireworks.
Nice.
So everyone who wants to spend time on 4th of July, come on down. They're going to have, and Redondo Beach, they have a wonderful thing where they have a lobster bake.
Nice. So I love a lobster roll.
Yeah, you get big lobster. You know, anyway, we wanted to welcome everybody. We will be, in 3 weeks, I will be in Vegas.
Nice. Vegas. You're going to go do MUFONT.
I'm going to MUFONT meeting.
Now, and we are, and you're the official? What, you're the official?
Then, well, I'm going to be the official media for press at MUFONT. So that's good.
Woo! Yeah. Yay!
That gives us, you know, time to talk with the people. I don't have to... bargain my way to get to people like a
desert.
The most funny part is I'm the only journalist. That's it. And it was funny because the lady says, you're the only one qualified journalist to do it. So I said, okay, I'll do it.
Awesome.
Anyway, what I was going to mention is that beyond 4th of July and beyond the 5th of July when you have all the sales, you know, it's America, 5th of July you have the sales. We were going to talk about another great thing that's going on. We're going to be hosting the French Festival in Santa Barbara.
Sounds like
but
fun.
It's a great event. And if you like the French poutards and the café and all that, wonderful. It'll be a great
thing. I know. Actually, I'm thinking about inviting some friends to go up there myself.
Take the train.
I know. Well, you were telling me about this. There's
a train
from Chatsworth. To where
it goes all the way to Santa Barbara.
But where is it in Chatsworth?
Yeah, well, it goes all the way.
Well, but know, where does it start in Chatsworth?
Devonshire train
depot.
You can take it all the way to Santa Barbara.
Nice.
It costs you maybe $30.
Nice.
It's the cheapest trip I ever had, and people are great. They have parties going on.
Nice.
And the French. When you go to the French festival, it's going to be Party City. Because people will be so happy when they take that train back. And then we get an Uber driver to take us to the event.
Nice.
That's an American thing. So they're going to have, from France, they're going to have chocolate, which you like. They're going to have croissant.
I'm allergic to chocolate, but
croissant.
Yes, I do love chocolate.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant. And they're going to have all different French food. Vietnamese French. They're going to have the French, you know, the stuff that you get at good restaurants. We'll be there.
Nice.
Yeah, escargot.
Yeah,
gotta love those snails. Love those snails. Anyway, so we're gonna be invited to that. And the next one we're going to is a salsa festival, which is gonna be in L.A. They have the annual salsa festival. It'll be at the Grand Place in downtown L.A.
Okay.
By Little Tokyo.
That sounds like
we've
fun.
Been invited. We're gonna cover it. And we've been covered for two events. Can you imagine? I'm going away to Vegas, and two events asked me to call me. They go, you know what? You've covered our event. We want you to cover it. So isn't that cool? So that's going on.
That's wonderful.
In my wonderful, beautiful life. And anyway, we were going to talk about Independence Day. You know, the 4th of July wasn't really the 4th of July.
No,
it
was not.
4th of July is a federal holiday in the U.S. commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, the Continental... We gotta get this right.
Second Continental Congress
declared that the 13 colonies regarded themselves as a new nation. So we became a nation. And the U.S. was no longer part of the British Empire.
Free and independent states.
Yeah, independent states. That's what they said. The Congress actually voted to declare Independence Day 2 days earlier.
Yes.
So we would have been...
Second of July.
Second of July. There you go.
And they actually the whole...
That's going to be our trivia question. You hear that. What was the original... for our countrymen, what was the original time they were going to have 4th of July?
Yes.
July 2nd?
July 2nd.
B, was it July 4th? C,
June 30th.
July 5th.
June 30th could have
June
been
June 3rd.
June 30th.
Yeah.
Was another day, because that was the day
they finished writing it all out. They said it with Gideon. Anyway,
Masters.
Anyway, the Queen Mary is going to have a great fireworks thing. They called me today. Queen Mary, have you been to Queen Mary?
Me, no.
You got to go, man.
I was there for the opening of it as a child.
I'm still working on the trivia question.
Okay.
Not July 4th.
Trivia question. Here we go. And then Pacific Palisades, have you been there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Multiple times, they
come from New York, and you get success in TV.
That's where Dan Aykroyd
buy a home in Pacific Palisades. And they're going to have their famous neighborhood parade and everything. So it'll be fun. And then Marina Del Rey, which has a great 4th of July. I don't know if you've ever been.
Many times.
They have the fireworks all over. And then you can find some homeless people when you get to Venice. I'm just kidding.
Find some. Whoa.
That's the Venice part of the world. Hollywood Forever Cemetery is going to have a 4th of July extravaganza.
Yeah, and they're going to show a movie, too. I love their movies. Yeah.
So you can see Jurassic Park, see dead people, and enjoy the 4th of July.
Well, you know, I always have a good time at the Forever Cemetery. It's beautiful. It's so beautifully laid out. So many cool people go there. And they show those movies on Saturday night, which is always fun. I've seen Casablanca there. I've seen, oh my God.
Any dead people come alive?
Yes. Well, they join Dancing of the Troops right up there on stage.
There you go. And you know what someone said? If they see a famous person who's buried there, Ramones. Joey Ramone's buried.
Oh, he is there. I didn't know that.
Joey Ramone.
Really?
And then from the 20s, all the great actors like Leon Aimed, all these great Hollywood guys were all buried there. Can you imagine? So you didn't have to go far. You just go back to Paramount. You see this cemetery. Anyway, so that's going on. And then also, I talked about Grand Park in L.A. It'll be a great block party. So you can get your tortillas, the salsa, and you can get your Italian food.
Tortillas.
They're going to have the biggest pizza made on 4th of July.
I don't know. Is it going to be good?
I don't know. It's California.
It's big.
It's California.
Yeah, I know. It's not New York style. It's not Chicago style.
And by the way, tonight we're going to have our expert on UFOs, Ken Pfeiffer will be calling in about all the UFO sightings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna go along with him. And then we're going to have Bernadette Di Gabriele. It's an Italian show tonight.
Yes, I know.
She's going to talk about... She's a believer in metaphysics.
I love Bernadette.
Doing a tour. And then John Michael's going to possibly do a tour.
With her?
Yeah, and then Celebrity Psychic... John Michael
Capaldi. Hi, guys. It's me.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have something special to share just with our Cameron.
Oh.
A few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, Cameron asked a friend of ours to look for something for him. And I found something for him, and I got it for him. So he has a special present. These are special. These are special green.
Those are from your...
These are from, my collection. These are healing stones that you needed. These are exactly what you needed to do the work you want to do with your Jure. Feel the energy in those. I've been holding those. I found those. Put them in your hand. Put one in each hand. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And feel
people
them. Do the work there.
What the heck is he doing?
Well, he has these special stones, and they're made
of... Stones are nice.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah. And those are their healing stones you've been asking for. I found them, and I got them for you. Out of the goodness of my heart, they're your special gift because Cameron always takes such good care of me and he's such a good friend to me.
We'll put this away. Now, we're going to talk to our guy about a beautiful show. So tell us about this wonderful show in L.A.
It's called The Marriage Zone.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, I was married for 20 years and it gave me unlimited material. In fact, you're talking about July 4th. That was my wedding anniversary.
Oh, really? July 4th?
Yes.
So it must have been a real... Fireworks.
Bang it was. Up. Yeah, we don't celebrate it anymore, I can say.
Well, you know what's funny? They had a famous couple got married on 4th of July. Tom Cruise.
I've heard of him.
He got married on 4th of July.
Which marriage?
That's what we don't know.
Right.
So tell us about this wonderful play. Who's good at it? Where is it?
It's called The Marriage Zone. It's going to be at the Secret Rose Theater in North Hollywood. It opens next week, Saturday, July 8th, and it's going to be running every weekend for a while.
Okay. I love that theater. It's such an intimate, wonderful space.
Yeah, it's a great spot. And
oh, yeah.
It's basically a Twilight Zone, comedic Twilight Zone about marriage.
Oh, wow.
So if you don't
marriage is Twilight Zone. The fact you're married, sometimes, like, I'm living with this person, why?
So I guess there's nothing too unique about a marriage that winds up in the Twilight Zone, but this goes a little
bit. But how
further.
Long were you married for? How long?
20 years.
You gave it a shot.
I gave it a shot, yes. And I got two great kids out of it.
So 20 years, so has your life got better?
Equal, I'd say.
Equal? I never heard of that.
You never heard that one, yeah. Well, okay. I'm not getting as much material. I got a lot of material out of my marriage.
I'm telling you, the material. The marriage was good. So tell us, who are the actors in this wonderful play?
They're all local actors. I want me to name everybody
in the cast?
Give them
a couple.
Sure, yes. Let's go for it.
Ann Layton and Jeff Pride are the stars.
Yay! Okay. Woohoo! Ann Layton, Jeff Pride. All right.
I know Ann Layton.
Do you?
She was in another play a couple of years ago with a friend of mine. I can't remember what it was, but I remember meeting her.
She's been around.
She's a wonderful, wonderful girl.
Was it my play? Is there Sex After Marriage? Because she was in a play of mine a few years ago.
No, that wasn't the one I saw.
Yes, you said no. Okay.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
All right, so she's in it, and who else?
Megan Barker, Ryan Cargill, Alex Hyde-White, and J.C. Jewell.
And by the way, you can buy their
and Kieran
LPs.
Brown.
So they're all in the play.
Yes.
And now tell us, when could we buy tickets?
Well, can I tell you just what it's about? It's basically about three different couples in their 20s, 40s, and 60s who wind up together, and they all realize and discover that they're the same people at different times of their lives.
Wow.
So now they're in. Now they start all kinds of comedic things, and things happen when they're at different stages of their relationship. The young ones are so in love, the older ones not so much, the middle ones in
between. Well, the other ones, you go to a place to focus on something else. Right. Anyway, thank you very much. Tell us where to get tickets. I got to take a call.
Plays411.com, The Marriage Zone.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I'm going to take a call real quick. Bernadette? We'll call Bernadette. Okay, we'll call her up on our LA Talk Radio hotline.
And ringy dingy.
We get
That's
them live.
That's why I turned mine down.
Good evening.
Well, good evening, Bernadette. It's Cameron.
Hi, Bernadette. It's John Michael.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, good.
Fabulous.
You're going to come on our show tonight and tell us about your work, because last time it was like the doctor thing. So tell us about your work real quick.
Tell us all about you,
physics.
Honey. I love you. I miss you.
You want to know? Pardon me?
I said, I love you. I miss you.
Is that my call?
Well, I love you and I miss you, too. Okay. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to my world. Let's see. What do I do? I do all kinds of great stuff. I help people define happy.
Okay.
And then I help them arrive there. So basically, we tackle any issues, emotional disturbances, traumas, anything that they have that block them from being able to move forward. I help them to remove that so that we can reprogram with positive things and get them on the track to developing the life that creates their idea of happy.
What they perceive as happy, right? Or they want as happy.
What they perceive, yes, because it's different for everyone.
I tell you. You know it's funny?
Kind of like marriage, you know?
Yeah, your marriage that gave up. Now, you know what someone told me the other day? I was doing a show for someone, and someone said to me, happiness was buying a chocolate chip cookie and eating the whole thing. I said, that's good. And he goes, but my marriage split like the chocolate chip cookie. And it didn't allow me to experience it. But people should experience love, right? Do you agree? Love.
Absolutely. Love is huge. Are you kidding? But we all have our own definitions of that, too, because we all have our own previous experience.
Right. That's true. So tell us.
Or lack thereof.
I lack thereof in my case. But tell the folks at home, you have that special person, it's 4th of July, you see the fireworks, you can do whatever at the ocean or whatever. So tell us, some people get a good feeling of the 4th of July and the, with family, friends, barbecue. you know? So tell us about this wonderful holiday coming up that people can really get into it.
So give you some ideas on what they can do, because there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah,
I mean, really, it depends on how X-rated you want to be. I'm just playing.
Well, you know, we all love those X-rated fireworks.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you know, I...
You know, we create our own fireworks sometimes, guys, you know?
I need to bring something that explodes. I make my own fireworks. It all depends where the party is.
Hey!
The party? Exactly, exactly.
So now tell us...
Tell
our listeners about what they could do on the 4th of July. Get their relationship better.
With their significant other?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Okay, so keeping it G-rated.
G-rated? Let's go a little...
You go.
Let's go a little farther than that.
13. At least.
We're not a family show. So you
no, we are not a family show, and we are on cable, so it's not a...
You
can go anywhere you want, girl.
San Francisco!
Woo!
Oh, I love that, right?
Real time.
You know, for me, I love to create my own sparks. So, you know, I can either enjoy the fireworks, you know, outside and create my own.
Okay.
For me, laying out a blanket, like in Central Park over here in Austin, we have a really beautiful park, Zilker.
Oh, my God, Austin.
Now,
so
there's a lot of little cricks and crevices in Zilker Park, so there's so many areas that you can go, and you can still see the beauty of the fireworks, go and enjoy that, and still enjoy the private time. Now, what I did for one of my 4th of July dates one year, I actually got a tent.
Okay.
And I had all of these little light up things inside the tent with a couple glasses of wine, a couple bottles of wine. And we created our own fireworks under the fireworks. It was a beautiful thing. It was so much fun.
That sounds nice.
It's on the edge, you know?
But who was it saying that song?
Now, did the person, are they in your life? The one that you...
No.
Okay, so it was a spark.
No, I'm actually very content right now. I'm focusing on my career. So.
Very good. Yeah. Because you know what happens sometimes when people are in relationships? Some people want to play for that other person. And I've seen that many times. And then people say, I hate that person. So they have their own thing. So, for you, you know, being the 4th of July and the fun, fireworks.
It's all about being spontaneous, coming up with something creative. I mean, everybody falls into the same old routine, which is exactly part of, you know, what I'm all about. It's like everybody, we kind of become drones, and we have this idea of what we're supposed to do according, you know, to what society thinks is right for what, you know, the moment.
Right.
Instead of, like, creating our own out-of-the-box experiences, which is so many ways to be creative to keep those sparks alive within your own relationship,
right?
So, I mean, it's just stepping out, allowing yourself to think, okay, what do I really enjoy and what does my partner really enjoy?
Right.
And creating the scene to fit. Gotta step out of the box, man. Gotta keep it fresh, fun, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I like your attitude, because that's what I feel too, because things are the same, they get boring. And then you say, I really want to see that person because I'm having the same time, same thing. And it gets boring, you know. But what you said is connecting with a lot of our listeners because they want this 4th of July to be special. They want to be with that person, whoever it may be, and have the best 4th of July ever. But what they want to do is, the first thing is connecting, doing things to bring this connection together. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Connecting and actually knowing what your partner likes. I mean, that's really big because when you think about it in relationships, how often do we really know what our partner likes? Do we really talk about those nitty-gritty in the closet, dark, deep secrets in your mind? Do we really talk about that kind of stuff with our partner? A lot of times we don't, which is why there's so many relationships where there's infidelity.
Yeah. Bernadette.
Because, you know, you got to let your wild side out somewhere.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
I was going to ask you a question. You know, you talk about getting to know the I've always found that when I talk to, when I'm in a relationship, the only thing that truly works is being completely honest. When you're, something doesn't right. work, something doesn't feel good, this isn't good enough, this is good enough, this is this way. Those are always the best things, and it's communication. And when you're psychic, like you and I are, you know, we sometimes rely on our own ability and think like, oh, well, I'm psychic. I know what he's feeling. I know what they're doing. Why aren't they being honest? And we don't always, sometimes it's our fault for not allowing them to be completely honest with us with their needs, because we think, because we know them and we get in our own way of what we feel, see, and know, that we have the ability, we get in our own way of knowing what they want by not asking them and thinking that we already know what they want. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely do. It's but assuming we, but it's really super important, I think, to just to keep it. It's a really, first of all, it's a really hard subject for a lot of couples to even talk about.
Right.
You know, they're afraid of, you know, what the other might think if they actually told the truth about what they really are feeling. You know what I mean? So just to kind of put that traditional thought process behind you and go at the conversation with an open mind and be like, okay. And sometimes, you know, in many relationships, people haven't really experimented much. They really don't know. And so they don't really know what they like. And so that's not like, okay, well, let's get together and let's talk about some things, or let's watch some things and see what catches their eye, you know? Let's,
right. Well,
let's have a glass of wine and see how this movie works out for us. You know what I mean?
Trust somebody. You've got to experiment in every way possible. There's so many beautiful things you can do with someone else. It's not, I mean, yes, sexually, but there's more than sexual. When you get there, it's all about being intimate.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not about just the sexuality. It's about the intimacy that you join with another person.
Well, we're going to have...
Which comes when you're able to delve into the subject,
right,
and be honest with each other. That intimacy is the connection. Into me, see, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Love it. That's the name of her book. No, I'm just kidding. You should write a book.
So, honey, what's...
I do have a book.
How do people get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
512-902-5377.
Say that again.
My website, Bernadette DeGabriel.
You said that really, 512-902. Uh-huh.
902-5377.
Okay.
And my website is my name, Bernadette D. Gabrielle. That might be tough for people to spell, but do you want me to spell it out?
Yeah, go ahead. Them? Go ahead. It's like Burger
okay.
King. Have it your way. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's BERNADETTEDIGABRIELE. TotallyItalian.com.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking to me, so I understand the Italian thing.
With a name,
well, you got to understand my real name is Giovanni Michele Domenico Giuseppe Antonio Fernando Capalicolane.
So, oh, I love it. Oh, can you abbreviate yeah. that, please?
John Michael works every
That's
time.
Anyway, so what we're going to do is when I get back from Vegas, you'll come on. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about what the problems are of relationships. Okay? The next time you...
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I think you would be great. So we'll have you back. And thank you so much. Have a nice 4th of July.
We love you, Bernadette.
We love you.
Oh, I love you guys, too. Thank you so much. Happy 4th of July. And remember, everybody out there, keep the sparks alive.
You got it.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Okay, real quick on the play, I'm going to try to get... Hello?
Yep.
Hello, hello?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. We appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That was Burnett. Now, anything else about the play that we didn't mention?
Just come see it. It's about marriage. You laugh.
Free tickets.
Free tickets. Free tickets.
Well, okay, well, we got the answer.
You want a phone number on that? Phone number on free tickets?
Yeah, give us free tickets.
Give out four free tickets. 818-448-2550. The Marriage Zone. Secret Rose Theater. All about marriage.
Thank you very much. All right. We got our A-team in the house. All right. Thank you, everyone. So we're going to replace. We're not going to repeal. We're just going to replace. That's it. Anyway, come on. Is that lady with
me?
The group? Anyway, welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Let me take this call from Ken Pfeiffer. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Cameron. How you doing, pal?
Good. How we're all getting into the 4th of July spirit.
Listening to your last caller, I've been married for 41 years.
That's great. That is great. Because you know what?
Yeah, you know, you just have to learn when you shut up. That's what the secret is, I think.
That's it, man. That's it. Shut up.
Man.
That's it. Now, anyway, you've seen some sightings here in California. So where are these sightings?
Yeah, I have a couple, two of them here that I'd like to run by you. This one was from North Hollywood on June 24th.
Oh, wow. Close. That's close.
And it was around 9 p.m. June 24th, North Hollywood. And basically the witness said my friend and I were just parking in front of the laundromat. And we both got out of the car. I happened to notice the lights first, then pointed it out. Others happened to be around and looked up. At first, I made sure to understand what I was looking at. And I have two airports near my house.
Right.
We also have a lot of sky activity with police and news helicopters. It wasn't a light show, far worse, or definitely not a flare gun. There was no sound. Then I noticed the formation and the quantity. There were six of them. Then it appeared as a Big Dipper formation. I knew that I was looking at something very unusual. There were amber colors. There was orange, red color. No blinking lights or any kind of common things that I've seen before in our skies. I was thrilled by what I was looking at. It's not my first time seeing UFOs, stated the witness, but I knew getting proof of now was going to be easy. I shot a snapshot first, followed by filming a live video by my iPhone through Facebook. The sighting was about 3 minutes from the time we noticed, then one by one they disappeared. But the camera didn't capture their exit. It looked like they flew by. Almost something out of a sci-fi movie, like a teleport effect. Then they were all gone. So I looked at the video and the snapshots, and you know, I've said before, 99 times out of 100, some of these videos are pretty bad, and you really can't see what's going on in some of these videos. But I thought that was very interesting.
Oh yeah, that was, you know who was here? Linda Moulton Howe was talking at the Universal, what's that place, Beverly Garland. So very interesting you say that. And she was there giving a presentation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. Now she's in the house. She's big into a lot of UFO. I believe it's the when they do autopsies on the animals and things like that, I believe she's really big into that.
Yeah, yes.
You know, she's an icon in the UFO community, that's for sure. I've never met her, but I'll probably meet her at one of the next symposiums that I go to. But I had another one here.
That one for California?
This was, okay. 10, this was 10 p.m. on the same night, June 24th, Willits, California.
Okay.
And basically the witness said that my husband and I were sitting outside together on our back porch when I turned around and saw an orange fireball-like object in the sky. Oh. Originally, I thought it looked like a supernova, so I jumped up and grabbed my Nikon DSL 3300 and snapped a shot of the fireball.
Okay.
And as soon as I did, the object started to move from the west to the east. And then I asked my husband, what was it? Because stars don't move that way. Once I said that, the ball looked like a slow-moving, exploding fireball, and then the lights were just out. But we could still see the object over our head. Then it got closer and closer. That's when I could see what the bottom of the object looked like. It was a dull gray sphere
uh-huh.
with dark rings starting from the middle and getting bigger toward the outside of the object. And I said that it was for sure a UFO. It stopped hovering above us, and its lights went back on, and it went over the trees towards the northeast. As soon as I saw the object, I called my mom because I thought she would be the only one to believe me. And I called her at 10:33 p.m. So this is another pretty good sighting of these objects that glow and shut off. And you know, they do all kind of strange things while they're flying around in our skies.
Well, that's interesting, Ken, you bring it up, because there was a series on, see this glow over here? It looks like a lantern.
So
it's
cool.
Actually a UFO. Isn't that funny? It looks like a Halloween lantern.
It does.
It's a UFO. What's interesting is that out of each, you know, sighting, how they come. They change shapes the same size. They could be cylinder, they could be metal, they could be whatever. But still, it is happening before us.
Yes.
Is that right? Oh,
yeah, I think so. It's just kind of like these different civilizations have their own style of craft. It would be like comparing a Volkswagen to a Cadillac. You know, they're all different, and you know, a lot of them are to this shape. But then again, a lot of these things, I've heard where it morphed into boomerangs and triangles and all kind of things. So I know they have the technology to basically do whatever they want.
Well, let me ask you a question, because there's been a big brouhaha in California over, I was up by Edwards, and there was a lightning, and then it stopped. It was a lightning that was really tough, and everyone said it was a UFO. So it was very interesting, and it was lightning. You'll probably get information on it. It was lightning. It came out of a, what the heck was it? They had a very hot day. It was like 100.
Yeah, thunderstorm.
Yeah, they had 115, and then light came out. There was thunder. Then it went away. People said it was UFO. Have you?
And you said this was near Edwards Air Force Base?
By Edwards Air Force Base, yeah. Because I was up there.
Yeah.
I was there on...
It's funny, I was reading about Edwards Air Force Base about today, as a matter of fact, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's claims that President Eisenhower, back in 1954, made contact with the aliens. Basically, he made a deal with the aliens, and this was conducted... He had a couple of visits with the aliens, and one of them was conducted at Edwards Air Force Base. And the other one was Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. So that's something else that some of your listeners, if they want to get into this subject, all you got to do is Google Eisenhower alien, and you'd be surprised of all the information, good reading material that'll come up.
Yeah, you're right, because there's been a lot of stuff with Eisenhower, and then he allowed them to do what he gave them freedom to do whatever they wanted.
Exactly.
Which is kind of nuts. So tell us, one other thing I was going to ask you, because we're going to have you before I go to the symposium. Tell internationally, has there been anything in South America going on, or I want to say Europe?
I would say at this point, nothing special. I browse, excuse me, MUFON's case files every day. But then again, UFOs isn't the only game in town. You know, there's other UFO organizations out there. National UFO Center in Washington State.
Right.
Peter Davenport, he has he takes a lot of UFO sightings. But off the top of the head, there's really nothing as of I know anything spectacular right now that's going on.
Yeah, because they had I get UFO news, and that interesting one up in Oregon. It was in a place called outside, like I want to say Salem, Oregon. So I'll find out more about it for you, and maybe do a piece. And then when I go to Vegas, I'll be there, and we'll see what happens with MUFON. The MUFON.
Oh yeah, no, have fun there. So I'm doing all on MUFON right now. I don't know if you're aware, but one of the state directors was I don't want to say use the word fired, but something about some. Discrimination type of words on Facebook and blah blah blah, but there's a lot of things going on. But they should have a great symposium there in Las Vegas, and I hope you enjoy yourself.
Oh, I will. And what we want to do is next week. What I would like to report is back east of all the unidentified objects sightings in the East Coast. So maybe we
can... Okay, I have quite a few of them here, as a matter of fact. Do me a favor, just shoot me an email and shoot me what interests you and what you want to talk about,
okay.
And that'll give me enough time to do some research and get some information together.
Well, anyway, I appreciate you coming on, as always. And
thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I want everybody to check out worldufophotos.org. I got over 11,000 real UFO images, plus a ton of all kind of galleries, ghost galleries and strange galleries. It'll take you days to get through it, but it'll be worthwhile.
Well, thank you very much, Ken, and we'll be keeping in touch. Ken's going to be on our show 3 times a month, and
woo-hoo!
We're going to discover all about UFOs and stuff. Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Okay, my friend, you had a great 4th of July, too.
Take care. Thanks so much. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ken Pfeiffer, and he's a in the UFO world, he's the investigator, and he comes up with different things that are actually going on, different filings.
Nice.
Anyway, we've got the girls in the house.
Hello.
The girls in the house.
Hey. I'm not
girls.
A girl.
Woo-hoo. And Michael.
Girls rule.
He's too pretty.
I'm the pretty one.
He's the most gorgeous.
By the way, Carmella, you know what? I looked up Carmella.
Yeah?
You got to get your sight guy. What happened to your site?
What do you mean?
I looked it up.
I sent you the wrong site, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, no, the site's fine.
You know what happens?
Sometimes I type in the wrong thing.
Well, they talked about our show on one of the sites, which is good.
Yes.
Today's show. They talked about it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, DBS Network.
Awesome.
Up in San Francisco.
Woo-hoo.
So you'll have a lot of people wrote in from San Francisco to see you.
Okay, come out awesome. Here. So come, tell them good. To come
so
in.
Tell us. Now,
tell
Carmella
Tunzi
is Tunzi. What she does... ladies and gentlemen, she is what we call the celebrity hypnotist, and she works on different issues. We had a lady here that had a weight problem. She helped her.
Yes.
She was here about three months ago?
Yeah, several months ago. We actually just shot a commercial. I'm not going to plug them. I'm not sure if I can or not, but she lost over 125 pounds.
Wow.
That was a lady
phenomenal.
You had here
yes.
that day. I
yes.
remember she
yes.
was
yes, Stephanie. Yes, she's
such
a beautiful,
a nice person.
Beautiful
and,
person.
And her boyfriend was, you know, very nice guy.
Yes, yes.
And I can see that it really changed her life.
It did. You know what? The thing that I'm most impressed with her is that her life completely transformed. So it's not just a matter of, you know, going in and doing the exercising
right.
and the fitness and blah, 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 blah. But they really uncover the triggers, emotional things that have blocked them for years, sometimes since childhood.
Right.
Really?
Well, that means more because, you know what? People see the work that you're doing. In fact, a lady from Petaluma, California, saw your work. And she says, wow. She's
cool.
Amazed.
Cool.
So you'll have... We have the site on BBS.
Awesome.
Radio.
I didn't realize
in San Francisco.
That. You have the right site.
Yeah.
Okay. Surprise to
and
me.
Also, Phoenix, we're starting to get some people listening.
Awesome.
Is that for Air America?
Air America.
Air America.
And they know about John Michael.
Well,
I
knows
live
John
in
Michael.
Phoenix. They all know me out in Air America. I actually did a couple of shows out there and I had a lot of friends who worked on
They're
that
fun.
Station.
Now, yeah. Now, tell us, Carmel, first of all, what's going on with your practice? Anything?
Well, my practice is growing. It's very exciting. I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm trying to pull it out of my hat right now. Like, I teach at Glendale College. I teach self-hypnosis.
Wonderful. Yay!
I'm a regular a speaker at the Cancer Center in Pasadena.
Nice.
I do classes for my clients, support classes, success classes. I wanted to bring a guest tonight, but I will plug it anyway. I have a little mention in her book. It talks about how to be serenity. And some exciting ideas. I actually am too soon to give you any precise information, but I do have a children's books in the works. So I'm really excited about that.
That's yay!
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
We all love children.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah. And lately I've been seeing quite a few people bringing in their kids with different issues.
That's interesting.
I just was talking to a young lady, 6 years old, who was scared of the potty. And when I was working with her, I actually had her draw a photo. And so people say, well, I thought you were a hypnotist. Yeah, I am. It's about the unconscious beliefs and how we can change them through pictures and goals. So it was really fascinating because I finally got her to hug the photo because she thought the potty was a monster. So it's just very rewarding. And you know
that
I'm very passionate. I love what I do.
We know this about you. You're very passionate about everything.
Thank you.
You're tons of fun.
That's John Michael Capaldi.
Yes.
talking with Marcella.
Carmella.
I see Marcella.
That's my word.
Carmella.
I have a friend, Marcella, so she might
be
listening tonight.
Isn't that funny? Marcella. Anyway, so if people want to reach you, what's the number?
The number is 323-258-6516.
So where's your offices?
My office is in Atwater.
South
of Glendale. Please. South of Glendale. The business is Mind Flow Hypnosis. So I don't go by my name. It's the business name. It's Mind Flow Hypnosis. A ton of testimonials on my website. If you Google it, you'll see people getting great results there.
Nice.
Yeah. What's interesting was, like, today I saw the ad they drew in San Francisco. So people are going to probably tell you about the ad.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
the ad that we
I didn't know anything about
in.
It. Yeah, that's
awesome. We have a picture of you.
Okay.
We have a picture of of Candy Loya.
Yay!
Then we have of John Michael. We have of Amber. We have people that we've had on. And each week, we're going to have a library of different people.
Cool.
And it's going to grow. We're going to have...
That's awesome.
So you guys could get a co-host job. Who knows?
I would love it.
And then a guest job. Who knows? So it's growing. And
well, I'm always
also,
up for any job out there.
Well, McDonald's is hiring. Anyway.
Now, I can't even eat
McDonald's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Candy.
No.
Candy Loya.
Hello.
Candy Loya's doing... actually,
Trouble.
She is. She's looking hot. I got to tell you, she looks really good from last time I saw her.
Yeah. I love the trouble she is.
So Candy is doing what?
I'm actually running a pageant since Shannon said to do it. I'm running for Miss Spain, the Year of Global USA.
Okay.
I'm excited.
España.
Yes. So it was 60 girls, and they picked 40 girls, and I actually won the walk, fourth place.
Wow.
I never
terrific.
Did
it,
so.
Terrific.
I'm really excited to do
so
it.
So now you're going to go into the pageant.
Yes, and I actually got Miss August for the Gold Star magazine cover the magazine and 4 pages. So I leave to North Carolina August 26th, the day before my birthday.
Oh, how nice!
And
yes.
You talk to Amber because is this the same pageant Amber did last year or the year before?
No, I never talked.
Different.
Is it a different pageant?
Yes.
This
is like
a lot of pageants.
After this, I'm going to do Miss Universe. So I plan.
She's going to take on the world.
Yes, take on the world.
She's taking on the world, baby. That's it.
And
she's
then
ready
I'm going to
go.
Do a big red carpet event to Catalina Islands, July 15th. So I will. Show
That's
you
coming
guys
up.
Picture. Yes,
I'm I will
I
be.
Love Catalina.
I will be here.
You should go with me.
I'll be in the French. Mm. I'll be at the French thing. I'm going to Santa Barbara.
What's happening?
Well, Marcel, they're having a French festival in Santa Barbara.
Leave the boyfriend at home.
Now, your friend does cosmetics.
Yes. This is Tori Smith. I met
Tori
her at
Smith.
I met her at the BET Awards.
Okay.
Remember that? That's Friday.
Okay.
Oh, my girlfriend was there.
Yes, we were there too. We met Romy May. We met all the girls who love hip hop. Everybody. Yes. So. She actually has a cosmetic line she wants to talk about.
Yay. Good, we get to try it out.
And she's a personal assistant,
woo-hoo.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tori. I started...
You might may speak to the mic, because...
Let's get close.
You have a beautiful voice.
Okay,
speaking
thank
mic.
You. I started the natural skincare line because I have asthma, and I wasn't able to have items that have perfume in it. And so coconut oil has worked so well for me and my family members, so I started jarring it up. I started just mixing different chemicals. And, for example, what I use is regular coconut oil with olive oil for scent. I use mint.
So what is this?
That's the all-natural coconut oil.
I smell that
oil.
Coconut oil.
Yes,
I want to have a Mounds chocolate bar.
Cameron, not interrupt you, but I can tell you this.
It's good.
I have never had Botox or anything on my face, and I've used coconut oil since I was 18. And I won't tell you how old I am, you guys, but I look like I'm 24, 25.
Yes.
I look good. So I'm going to tell you, coconut oil is the natural remedy.
Yes.
Yeah. Coconut oil is great, except I'm allergic to it.
Oh. John Michael,
coconut
no coconut.
And cocoa and cocoa butter, and I can't do lanolin either.
You know what we're going to have to
so
do
now
then?
Now, what's the difference between that one and that one?
They're the same.
Okay.
It's That's all.
Insane. I'm having an
illusion. It's virgin olive oil as well.
Wow, it smells good.
And
so, what are you? So, you, the coconut oil, do you want to sample someone here?
Sure.
You have the right. Anyone.
Yeah. Sure. Ooh, that smells yummy.
How about
that smells yummy.
Get Carmella.
Yes. Carmella, would you like to try some coconut oil?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
You work on Carmella.
What
do
you do? Samples anyway.
So you do? Have John Michael.
He's
go
allergic
to the
coconut oil.
Huh?
He's allergic.
So I
can't
just rub it?
Oil,
yes, he's allergic
it
to
you.
It.
Oh, no, no. But have Carmella move closer so she can put it on her.
Oh, okay.
And then John Michael could do...
Yeah, I'll just
okay.
You
know,
stay
trade
there,
off.
You stay there. You can leave that on your head.
Okay.
Okay.
So now,
okay. Want me to put
now you
okay.
sell the coconut oil, as you will. She's going to put it on her hand.
Yes, I'm rubbing it.
Put it like on her arm.
Okay.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah.
She's actually going to give you a sample.
Mm, it does.
So you guys, you can take it home and you can try
can.
It out. And yeah. then, you know, go from there.
Yes, and then so it's naturally scented with
Speak
a
up.
It's
Speak up
scented
the,
with a little bit of mint.
Okay.
It helps with the smell, and it was something natural, and so yes, and I also
like
have organic exfoliants for the face.
Like
oh, really?
A lot of
so
organic.
You're gonna put some on me. You'll put on the
sure,
host.
Sure.
The host is gonna get some coconut.
Yes.
All right.
This works, yeah, Karen. You gotta believe me when I say this.
Okay. It's it smells amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's coconut oil.
And it's
what's really interesting is you see it in drinks now.
Yes.
And you see it in byproducts a lot.
All of it is edible as well. So
yeah. When I was a kid, they used to have macaroons.
That's all I remember.
True, you know, coconut, smell like
right?
Macaroons.
Yes.
Oh, they're that so is yummy.
Or do you know the Italian bakeries? They used to cook it in the chocolate, you know, different
yes
things.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to my buddy's Italian
bakery. Do you go
bakery
to the Italian bakery in Eagle Rock?
No, he has one.
Oh,
in,
I love the one in Eagle Rock. It's my favorite.
Cameron, you got to go to the one
it's
in Eagle Rock.
It's the best one is in
where?
Eagle Rock.
They're from my town in Italy.
I know.
Where?
Which fabulous
one?
On
Colorado Boulevard.
Yeah, right there
I'll
in
go
Colorado.
I'll
I used
go
to live right behind that.
Really?
Yes, I used to go there. Well, I lived there because a friend of mine, that's, I lived with a friend of mine dead before I got married for about
really
6 months.
So you put this on.
And it was so good.
So good.
You know,
yeah,
all the Italian cookies they sell anywhere in town, they make right there in Eagle Rock and ship them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest.
Eagle Rock.
It is the cheapest Italian
feels
bakery
good
in town.
And they're authentic.
Wow. Totally authentic.
Yeah,
wonderful
I
people.
I got
yes delicious food.
Yes.
I have
to
tell
you,
last
bites
time I was there, burrata there is half the price anywhere else.
Yeah.
I will drive there to buy four or five boxes of it.
And,
yeah.
Oh, it's food.
Well,
you know me.
We're
I cook.
Getting,
I'm Italian. I cook. It's food, sex, food, sex, and for Italians,
and rock and roll.
There's nothing else.
That, rock and roll.
No, it's not rock and roll. It's opera.
I'm
getting massage right now. But
oh, I mean, it's a please. I mean, I can talk about food
good
for days.
Now, lady that's selling this.
Yes.
So what you put
what's
inside
again?
What is it supposed to do?
It just helps your skin to be a lot more smooth. It's
okay
like a lotion, but it's more so natural. And then the exfoliant that I usually use as well with brown sugar, it helps out with dark spots, dry skin.
Now you got to find out for John Michael.
Brown sugar.
He can't have, he cannot have coconut.
We're going to have to make something for him where he people are allergic to coconut oil.
I'm very,
we're
going
to
my own stuff,
uh-huh,
like I'm very careful
yeah
with what I put on my body because I
yeah
love the
but
smell of coconut,
good,
but it's just sometimes.
So you put on your arm,
like
or the
seriously,
face?
Just
yes
talking about
face
it makes
too
me want to scratch myself.
Really?
Take it home, tell
yeah you know.
I may tell you.
I mean, and then if like lanolin touches me, I turn as red as your shirt. And then
oh,
cocoa
no
butter, I literally get like. So I'm very careful what
oh
I put on my body.
No, no ads from cocoa
manufacturing.
Everything
go
natural
manu
for me. Okay. Now, like I use, like everyone says, natural is great, but not everything natural is good for everybody.
No,
because
exactly.
Petroleum
no
is natural.
Yeah,
it's in the
yeah
ground, but it doesn't mean that we should be, you know, putting.
Well,
in our
the French festival, we will have a field natural.
Exactly. Well, that's part of the reason why I don't eat. Well, that's part of the reason I don't eat chocolate. Because they put, sometimes they use cocoa butter, and sometimes they put coconut oil in chocolate here in America, and that's why I'm allergic to it.
We're going to have to do something for you then. We're going to have to go to the research scientists and make something for you that has
yeah
no coconut
well
oil.
Well, you know, I use mostly just like pure aloe on me. As the
oh,
night
that's good.
To, but
that's
I
look good
fabulous
yes
for being 100 years old.
Yes. You know, I'm going to tell you, girls, I mean, the thing, the key is
oh,
that
we got a call.
Oh.
Let me get this
we
call.
Got, who's calling us?
You're on Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome. Happy 4th of July.
Yay. Happy 4th of July.
Hello.
Happy 4th of July, Cameron. It's Amber Martinez.
Hi, Amber. Welcome.
Hi, Amber.
I'm sorry. I just got off of the set, but I wanted to call and tell you guys that I love you and have a happy 4th of July weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Now, Amber.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it in time.
Amber,
how have you guys been? I listened to some of your shows. It's been crazy.
I know. You know our show's nuts. Anyway, do you ever use coconut oil for your skin?
I know. I love coconut oil.
She does. She uses it for skin. And
sorry.
Do you find it's very smooth?
Yes.
It's very smooth. We have a lady here. She'll come back.
Yes.
She'll give Amber a personalized cosmetic
yes
thing of coconut
oil.
Coconut oil. So it was good.
Oh, I love that. Coconut oil is amazing.
Yeah.
So how have you guys been? I've just been listening while I've been driving a bit, and I'm stopped at my house, so.
Well, if you want to meet us for dinner, you can do that.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are crazy awesome fun. Yeah, I will meet you for dinner. And I'm sorry, again, I couldn't make it out in time.
Oh,
I just got out of Paramount, so working on the new film.
Where are you? We're visualizing LA. Where are you now? Where are you now?
I'm in my apartment. I just got off the Paramount lot.
Oh wow! So you're like exhausted. probably exhausted.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I have makeup on, but
okay.
I'm coming out to join you. Just text me when you're done. And again, happy 4th of July, and happy 4th of July to everybody listening. Okay. And I love you all, and see you next time. Mwah!
Mwah! Thank you very much. Happy that was Amber Martinez. By the way, she has an IMDb, has all her different films. You got a lot of films you made.
Oh, yeah, my IMDb is imdb.me/AmberMartinez.
All right, so you got a lot of films coming out. I'm going to see all of them, all the films. And she's
I know. Well, my other one just came out on the 16th. You haven't seen it yet.
Not that one, but you know which one? I heard a lot of reviews. The one where you had the party. She plays the party girl.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, the 16th.
Play the party girl. I thought you were the party girl. Because where you're at, the party.
Oh, you know it. I brought that party.
She brought it in. Anyway.
No, what did the reviews say that you read?
No, it said that it was a fun movie, that y'all had fun on the movie. You know, that one.
It's a comedy, so I hope it would be funny.
you have a nice cast, and they talked about the making of the movie, which was phenomenal. And I'll tell you what it is. I got my Amber Diary here. I got my...
No, you have a diary of me now. Oh, it's too much.
Telling you. Well, you know, Amber, the movie was... I'll tell people what it is. It is... Let me get a little movie thing.
It's called Rough Night.
Rough Night, that's it. That, by the way, it's doing really well across the country.
Rough Night.
Have you seen it, Rough
Night? Yeah, it has Scarlett Johansson and Demi Moore in it.
That's a whole other story.
Scarlett Johansson. She's looking for a husband.
Again?
She's looking for a husband again.
Or maybe she's husband number three. Let's fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You, I get to see the movie. You were excellent in that film. I got to see a screener. Screener of the...
Yeah, thank you for saying that I was excellent. That makes me feel good. I was a little nervous.
I like the film. I can't remember.
I also had a white on. So I was a brunette.
Well, you know what? I was going to say, if Amber wants to go, next week. Or is it next week already? It's the French. They have the French festival. We're all going to take the train to go down to Santa Barbara.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh. When is that?
I go to these like Santa Barbara, and they're gonna have all the thing with French food, everything, entertainment. It'll be next Sunday, I think.
Okay.
You know I love French food. I'm actually going back to France on the 13th.
Oh, how nice! Well, we'll think about you.
Very well. I'll text you later. Let me know where you guys are going. I'll join.
Will do. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. Happy 4th of July to everyone.
Happy 4th of July.
Anyway, as they say, all good things must come to an end. That's the name radio. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I want to go around the table here. I want to thank our screen guy, our theater guy, his play. We got free tickets. Okay. And then I want to thank Candy Laya.
Yay!
Hey!
Your friend's name?
And Tori Smith.
Where can you find you?
On Instagram. It's a lifestyle, yes. And
it's a lifestyle of the thing.
And on Facebook as well, Tori Smith.
Nice. Yeah.
Pretty looking girl.
Yes.
Hi, guys out there.
Pretty looking girl. Love a hottie.
And we've got the wonderful, the talented, the famous hypnotist of Los Angeles. Carmela.
Carmela.
And by the way, you can make appointments, but you take credit cards?
Someone asked me. She takes everything.
Everything.
She takes credit cards. And
John
Michael, do you take credit cards?
I take everything.
Okay, he takes everything.
And by the way, if you want to get a hold of me, it's johnmichaelcapaldi.com. Mike, you can call me at 310-908-9853. And I'm actually having a summer special, half price for readings.
Ooh.
So you can sign up on my website, which is johnmichaelcapaldi.com, or call me directly at 310-908-9853. And this is even the cheaper rate than I normally charge my friends right now.
I'm his best friend.
Well, with that note, we got to go.
Can't be good, be careful, and don't get caught, children.
Anyway, fun.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.